schools with large amounts of students living in poverty get extra federal funding called Title I. The district takes about $15 million of it and funds initiatives like graduation coaches, field trips to museums, and full days of VPK for Title I kids. But the legislature is considering requiring districts give all Title I money to schools directly and not reserve any for such programs, says Duval Superintendent Nikolai Vitti.
So part of the rationale in the change is to allow charter schools to have greater access to Title I money.
Charter schools are public but run by private companies, and Vitti says they want more control of the money.
You could have a Title I charter school that is receiving more money because more dollars are going to the school level. At the same time, if there are district-wide initiatives that they meet the criteria for, they also get those pot of dollars.
The bill allows the district to withhold some dollars for homeless programs. Schools could decide to fund programs on their own, but the bill would also spread out Title I dollars to more schools, so more schools would qualify, but fewer dollars would be available for each school. Lawmakers haven't agreed on the bill, but there's still a couple days of session left. And the board is also concerned with a bill that would significantly cut its capital dollars. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.